والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Today is the 8th day after the commencement of the fasting in the month of Ramadan. Today just 1 week with they started, alhamdulillah, in the year 1447, and it is today the 25th of the month of February 2026, and today is the third episode of the tafsir this month. Before going on properly, let's start by answering some questions. You know, people keep on asking questions pertaining to the issues related to Ramadan. The first one says, a woman started her fasting, but some few minutes to sunset, her menstrual cycle comes. SubhanAllah. You see, the menstrual cycle that occurs to women on a monthly basis stops a woman from fasting. Is that correct? Now, when she started fasting, this blood was not there. But for a few minutes, let's say about 15 minutes to sunset, she almost reached it, Allahu Akbar, but the blood drops. So the answer to this, inshallah, is that her fasting becomes invalidated. She cannot fast with that blood. But Allah, out of His generosity, Allahu Akbar, out of His grace, will graciously reward her for the effort state. But as for fasting, she has to repay that day one day. It's not her fault. So for that, she will be amply rewarded according to her determination to serve Allah the Almighty. I hope this answer is clear. The second question says, okay, Sheikh, we know that if somebody is on a journey, Allah says whoever is on a journey can fast. وَمَنْ كَانَ مِنْكُمْ مَرِيضًا أَوْ عَلَى سَفَرٍ فَإِدَّةٌ مِّنْ أَيَّامٍ أُخَرٍ. Whoever is sick or on a journey can eat and breakfast fast, but to make up for the missed days from other days. Now, regardless of the typology of that journey, meaning no matter if somebody is just undertaking a journey to watch football somewhere else, or alhamdulillah, a woman believed to be a woman of easy virtue, going to, you know, for prostitution, alhamdulillah, does she still break her fast? But she's a Muslim. Now there are two branches of fatwa on this issue. The first one says, no. Anybody undertaking a journey in the month of Ramadan to go and do something that amount to sinning, is a sinful act, he cannot benefit from that provision of breaking fast. Under the guide of what they call Sadd al-Zari'ah in Malikiya. Sadd al-Zari'ah means blocking the chances of disobeying Allah. So she cannot, or he cannot fast. He cannot break his fast. This is the one branch. This one says no. He can eat. He's not a Muslim. She's a Muslim. Is he a Muslim? He's a Muslim. Let her eat is a journey. The sin is recorded against her. It's there, documented. But being a Muslim, believing, you don't deny him or her this provision of breaking fast. It's a journey, regardless of whether it is legal or illegal. So you have two ways of answering the question. I am with the second view, that she can or he can eat up, and he knows fully that his sins are recorded waiting for him. Yeah. But the base is that somebody should not engage in something of this nature. The third question, which is the last, can I use a road stick as a chewing stick, like the stick of neem tree? You know, neem tree, you know, is bitter. Can I use it to chew to chew it and cleanse my teeth? Because it has this very taste. According to some scholars, don't use it. Because if the taste descends on your throat, it has the chances of making this uncomfortable, thereby invalidating the acceptability, so to speak, of your fasting. Whereas, some of the view, as long as it's not something edible, it's not to be eaten, it's just work. Here, two views, but preferably use any pestless, if you like it. Pestless work is better. In the light of these, don't use toothpaste on your brush. If you use McLean, Pepsodent, whatever, the reality is that you need water. In the process, the water can go down the drain. You did something unnecessary. So why do you worry yourself? Unless if you want to use your brush, dry brush, without toothpaste. Because if you use toothpaste, you will need water. By needing water, you're not in trouble. If during fasting, even in ablution, we rinse our mouth how many times? Al-Mabdala, how many times? Three times. But they are saying, وَلَا يُبَالِغُ الصَّائِمُ فِي الْمَضْمَضَةِ وَالْإِسْتِنْشَاءِ. Anybody doing fasting should not go to the extreme end in rinsing his mouth. Let him do just once or twice, because they are afraid of water going down. Now, this is wudu, which is necessary. Yet, what about brushing? Is it necessary? You get the logic. So these are some of the few answers we've decided to give. May Allah be on our side always. It is Ayah 58, which is our point of continuation. Let's have the recitation now.
الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وكم أهلكنا من قرية بطرت معيشتها فتلك مساكنهم لم تسكن من بعدهم إلا قليلا
Allah the Almighty says, وَكَمْ مِنْ قَرِيَةٍ بَطِرَتْ مَعِيشَتَهَا فَتِلْكَ مَسَاكِنُهُمْ لَمْ تُسْكَمْ مِنْ بَعْدِهِمْ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا وَكُنَّا نَحْنُ الْوَارِثِينَ. This is Ayah 58, as mentioned earlier, in this chapter number 28, Surah Al-Qasas. Al-Qasas means narratives or chronicles, if you like it, okay? Allah says, وَكَمْ مِنْ قَرِيَةٍ. And how many a city? وَكَمْ خَبَرِيَةٍ. وَكَمْ أَهْلَكْنَا. وكم تركنا وكم 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 comes inquisitive at times. Like I can say, كم اشتريت هذه السيارة؟ كم هنا استفهامية is inquisitive. كم comes given information. كم إعلامية خبرية. كم جئت إليك ولم أجدك. How many times did I come to you? Come here is not inquisitive but is informative. You get it? So here Allah says, وَكَمْ أَحْلَكْنَا مِنْ قَرِيَةٍ. How many a city did we destroy? How many? If you people of Makkah are proven to be intransigent, arrogant, wait. Many cities we destroyed before you. You are just little guys. Those who came before you, mighty, where are they? So you cannot be as strong as they were. But what are they? وَكَمْ مِنْ قَرِيَةٍ أَهْلَكْنَا. Many a city did we destroy. Such a city, بَطِرَتْ مَعِيشَتَهَا, became ungrateful of the provision we give them. Or they are unappreciative of its sustenance and livelihood. Meaning, we gave them everything, but they didn't thank Allah. They didn't thank Him. That is batiran. Ma'ishataha, they didn't appreciate, they were unappreciative of its livelihood. Look at the people of Thamud. People of Prophet, who? Thamud. Who is their prophet? Thamud. Prophet Saleh. If you go and see their dwelling, you go to Al-Ula city from Medina, you go and see their dwelling. Still is there. I was in their places, but with very, very care. You wonder when you see mountains, subhanAllah, the human beings. They were given almost everything, but they didn't appreciate Allah's bounties. So Allah says, we destroyed a city because it did not appreciate Allah's bounties on it. It tells you, if Allah gives you a lot and you're unappreciative, wait for His punishment. A'udhu Billah. Aha! He says in Quran chapter number 14, verse number 7, وَإِذْ تَأَذَّنَ رَبُّكُمْ لَإِنْ شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ وَلَإِنْ كَفَرْتُمْ إِنَّ عَذَابِي لَشَدِيدٌ. When your Lord made declaration, if you thank Allah, Allah will increase you manifold, incalculably. But if you prove ungrateful, إِنَّ عَذَابِي لَشَدِيدٌ, my punishment, my chastisement is shadeed, severe ending. O Allah, make us be thankful for your bounties you have been given of an ass. So, batirat ma'ishataha, it turned unappreciative of it ma'isha, livelihood, things given to them in abundance. Then Allah says, فَتِلْكَ مَسَاكِنُهُمْ لَمْ تُسْكَنْ مِنْ بَعْدِهِمْ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. Here are their homes. Look at their homes. Allahu Akbar. Wallahi, this is the practical translation of this ayah. Leave Medina in Saudi Arabia some 100 kilometers. Pass through the Mada'in Salih. Yeah. The cities of Prophet Salih. That's the name they give. You will see. They are dwellings in ruins. They were there once, only their graves. فَتِلْكَ بُيُوتُهُمْ مَسَاكِنُهُمْ. Look at their dwellings. لَمْ تُسْكَنْ مِنْ بَعْدِهِمْ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. Nobody inhabited the place where inhabited. Okay? Nobody dwell there إِلَّا قَلِيلًا, but just for a few time. وَكُنَّا نَحْنُ الْوَارِثِينَ And we became the inheritors. We destroyed them, their houses into ashes, and we are the one to inherit whatever they left. To tell you, this is the sunnah of Allah. فَلَنْ تَجِدَ الْسُنَّةِ تَبْدِيلًا وَلَنْ تَجِدَ الْسُنَّةِ تَحْوِيلًا You can never see or witness any alteration or any change in Allah's pattern of doing things. Next ayah.
وَمَا كَانَ رَبُّكَ مُهْلِكَ الْقُرَى حَتَّى يَبْعَثَ فِي أُمِّهَا رَسُولًا يَتْلُو عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِنَا وَمَا كُنَّا مُهْلِكِ الْقُرَى
وَمَا كَانَ رَبُّكَ مُهْلِكَ الْقُرَى حَتَّى يَبْعَثَ فِي أُمِّهَا رَسُولًا يَتْلُو عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتُنَا To the end of the verse, which is verse number 59. In this chapter, number 28. وَمَا كَانَ رَبُّكَ مُهْلِكَ الْقُرَى Your Lord never destroys a city. حَتَّى يَبْعَثَ فِي أُمِّهَا رَسُولًا Until after sending a messenger amongst them in their midst. Doing what? يَتْلُو عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِنَا Rehearsing, reading, reciting for them our teachings, our revelation, ayat. وَمَا كُنَّا مُهْلِكِ الْقُرَى We never destroy cities إِلَّا وَأَهْلُهَا ظَالِمُونَ Unless and except because their people are wrongdoers. وَمَا كَانَ رَبُّكَ لِيَظْلِمَكُمْ اللَّهُ لَيْسَ بِظَلَّامِ لِلْعَبِيدِ What you do causes you what happens. من يعمل سوءا يجزى به. Is a tit for tat, as they say. But at the same time, Allah is Ghafoor, Rahim, Hannan, Mannan, Allahu Akbar. Oh Allah, cover our shame with your mercies, Ya Rabb al-Alamin. Allahumma ahyina masturin. وَأَمِتْنَا مَسْتُورِينَ وَحْشُرْنَا مَسْتُورِينَ وَأَدْخِلْنَا الْجَنَّةَ مَسْتُورِينَ يَا رَبَّ الْعَالَمِينَ Next ayah.
وَلَا أُوتِيتُم مِّن شَيْءٍ فَمَتَاعُ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَزِينَتُهَا وَمَا عِندَ اللَّهِ خَيْرٌ
وَمَا أُوتِيتُم مِّن شَيْءٍ whatever thing that is given unto you health, wealth, properties, keeps, power, knowledge, whatever that is given unto you, listen, Allah says فَمَتَاعُ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا is but just a material of enjoyment in this life. It's true. Somebody can be richest in this world, but by the time he drops dead, where is the money? Left behind for the inheritors. He is put in his grave alone. The millions, the billions, the trillions, the septillions will avail him nothing. Can you deny this? You can be the king of the kings, the president of the president, if such names ever exist, somewhere before you. So I have been saying, for example, don't enrich yourself illegally, illegitimately, because of the power that Allah entrusts in you. Somewhere there before you. And today, some people, you end up being haunted, taken there, and you are given negative name for your family because of your unbridled materialism, unbridled. You want to amass, you want to accumulate, you want to gather, and the grave gathers you finally. You want to gather, and the grave finally gathers you. Even your wife leaves you. She said, bye. She's after the property you leave behind. Allahu Akbar. Man is miskeen. Ya Allah. So Allah says, وَمَا أُوتِيتُم مِّن شَيْءٍ فَمَتَاعُ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. Whatever is given to you in this life is mata'. It's source of luxury in this life. وَزِينَتُهَا, and part of it glitters. You know, glitters, something ornamental. Not all that glitters is gold. They say, وَمَا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ خَيْرٌ. Whatever that is with Allah is better for you. Is better. Allah's pleasure, Allah's endorsement, Allah to be pleased with you is by far better than the properties you acquire, legally or illegally. Is that correct? If Allah is pleased with you, and you don't worry about anybody's accepting you or rejecting you, that is on cup of tea. Try and make sure Allah recognizes, that's all. But as for people, forget about it. You can never ever please anybody. You can please some. Don't waste your time trying to please any Dalton Thomas. Okay? What I am saying, Allah says, وَمَا أُوتِيتُمْ, I'm repeating, وَمَا أُوتِيتُمْ مِنْ شَيْءٍ, anything, فَمَتَاءُ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَزِينَتُهَا. Zina is what? Is the glitter, the glitterings of this life. وَمَا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ خَيْرٌ, what with Allah is better. وَأَبْقَى, and is longer lasting. You see, baqi, baqi, abqa. All right? Something abqa means it's permanent. It has permanency, if you like it. So things in this life, the whole world itself is transitional. It's transitional. More transitional than transition itself. It comes to an end. Where is Ad? Where is Samud? Where are Pharaoh? Where are Colossians of Italy? Where are kings of England of the olden days? Where are they today? They are under the earth. La ilaha illallah. You can never hear anything of them. So don't be deceived, my brother. Because you're a political leader, you are this, you are a scholar. Do good things. Try and leave good name. Good name is better than anything accumulated out of illegality. You are killing yourself. Don't be deceived by this world. Allah, the maker of here and there, He says, وَإِنَّ لَنَا لَلْآخِرَةَ وَالْأُولَى. To us belong the last one, the later one to come, and the first one. That is dunya wal akhirah. He says, Lana, we are those to give and share amongst you. So Allah says, Wa abqa longer last. Then he says, Afala ta'aqilun, won't you, or can't you comprehend? Can't you reason? Allahumma ja'alna min alladhina ya'qilun. Next ayah.
أَفَمَنْ وَعَدْنَاهُ وَعْدًا حَسَنًا فَهُوَ لَاقِيهِ كَمَنْ مَتَّعْنَاهُ مَتَاعَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا ثُمَّ هُوَ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ مِنَ الْمُحْضَرِينَ
الله says أَفَمَنْ وَعَدْنَاهُ وَعْدًا حَسَنًا فَهُوَ لَاقِيهِ. Can someone we have made to him a fine promise? Do you compare somebody we made a good promise for him? For huwa laqi, and certainly you will get it. Kama matta'anahu, atalhaq dunya, is he like somebody we just gave him the temporary enjoyment of this life? You get it? Allah says, somebody we promised him Jannah, everlasting. Is he like somebody we gave him little luxury here? Have they sinned? They are not. That is the message. In the hadith, the last person to be out of hellfire, ta'udhu billah. Because there can be some people that will be plunged into the hellfire, ta'udhu billah. Why? Because of their sinful life. They didn't repent before they die. They go to the hellfire. But because they have iman, they will be removed. But if somebody dies, mushrik, no coming out permanently. So those who are sent to the hellfire, after being punished, according to Allah's design, consuming the determined period of being born in the hellfire, they'll be brought out. They become just like charcoal. They'll be brought back to life. Then it will be said unto them, now Allah has cleansed you, state what you want. Said to him, tamanna, state what you want, and he'll be quiet. The angel will tell him, will you like to be given the position, the properties, the earnings of the greatest king in the world, who ruled the whole world? Is your husband, brother, will you like it? And it's going to be permanent. He said, wow, my father will give it. Say, you have it 10 times. 10 times of that. This is somebody coming out of hellfire. What about the great ones, the prophets, the awliya? If this poor man will have this modern lion's share, you can imagine. So to Allah, this life is too little than little itself. If the position of this life is as big as the wing of a mosquito, Allah wouldn't have given a kafir a cup of water to drink. You get it? لو كانت الدنيا تزين عند الله جناح بعوضة لما فقى كافرا شبتما. So why are we killing ourselves because of this life? So Allah says, أَفَمَنْ وَعَدْنَاهُ وَعَدًا حَسَنًا. Can someone, I'm repeating, Can someone to whom we made a nice, a sublime promise, فَهُوَ لَقِي, and is going to attain it, definitely. كَمَنْ مَتَّعَنَاهُ مَتَعَ الدُّنْيَا, is he like somebody, we just gave him the luxuries of this life temporarily. Get it? ثُمَّ هُوَ, and finally such a man, to whom we gave him little thing, يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ مِنَ الْمُحْضَرِينَ, on the day of Al-Qiyamah, Resurrection Day, he will be among those to be arranged before Allah. Because muhdar is the one to be brought, tied. Okay? Tied. Allahu Akbar. In Allah's handcuffs. Not the handcuffs of these lives that can be broken. There's a giant angels. خُذُوهُ فَغُلُّوهُ. So the one we gave him little things, is he as important as the one we made a good promise to him, which is longer lasting? And this one on Al-Qiyamah, min al-muhdarin, will be brought, humiliated, dejected, ostracized, min al-muhdarin, amongst those to be arranged. They are not the same. I hope the message is clear. Next ayah.
وَيَوْمَ يُنَادِيهِمْ فَيَقُولُ أَيْنَ شُرَكَائِيَ الَّذِينَ كُنْتُمْ تَزْعُمُونَ.
وَيَوْمَ يُنَادِيهِمْ, remember the day that Allah will call them. يُنَادِيهِمْ is from nada, yunadi, nidaan. أَلَيْسَ كَذَلِكَ. فَيَقُولُ, then Allah will say, أين شركائي الذين كنتم تزعمون؟ Where are my associates on Al-Qiyam al-Qiyam? Where are those you give them the position of God like me? Where are they now? أين شركاء؟ Where are my associates? You associate them with me. In the hereafter, I mean in the world, you say, though Allah, you are Allah, but you are partners. You see, Jesus Christ, for example, is God too. You have your sin, you call them God. You worship fire. Or any person, you assign him the status of God against Allah. So Allah will ask them, أَيْنَ شُرَكَائِيَ الَّذِينَ كُنْتُمْ what? تَزْعُمُونَ. Where are my associates that you used to claim that they too have the power of Godhead? Where are they? Can they answer? They cannot. Because hellfire is there in their presence. A'udhu billah. A'udhu billah. A'udhu billah. Next ayah.
قَالَ الَّذِينَ حَقَّ عَلَيْهِمُ الْقَوْلُ رَبَّنَا هَٰؤُلَاءِ الَّذِينَ أَغْوَيْنَا كما غوينا تبرأنا إليك ما كانوا إيانا يعبدون.
Then this is like one ayah in Surah Al-Baqarah. إِذْ تَبَرَّأَ الَّذِينَ اتُّبِعُوا مِنَ الَّذِينَ اتَّبَعُوا وَرَأَذَبْ وَتَقَطَّعَتْ بِهِمُ الْأَسْبَابُ. قال الذين اتبعوا لو أن لنا كرة فنتبرأ منهم كما تبرأوا منا كذلك يريهم الله أعمالهم حسرات عليهم وما هم بخارجين من النار. Just like this one. You see, those that were followed will turn against the followers. You are the ones in the world. You deserve it. Did you compel you? Now is no longer time to complain. Just like Satan in Surah Ibrahim, Allah says, "Ma ana bi musrikhukum, wa ma antum bi musrikhin. Inni kafartu bima ashraktumuni min qabl." Inna dhalmu adhabun aleem. Did you see me in the world? Did you see me? When you're committing zina, did you see me dragging you? I just whispered and you followed me. That is the day, that is Yawm al-Tahabul. Mutual retribution. So don't behave negatively to meet that negative reality. For Allah protect our iman and our steps. So this ayah, just like this one. قَالَ الَّذِينَ حَقَّ عَلَيْهِمُ الْقَوْلُ. Those whom our sentence is justified on. حَقَّ عَلَيْهِمُ الْقَوْلُ. The sentence, the judgment, they should go to the hellfire, has been established. They are حَقَّ عَلَيْهِمُ الْقَوْلُ. They will say on that day, رَبَّنَا. Our Lord, we are going to the hellfire. Our Lord, هَؤُلَاءِ الَّذِينَ أَغَوَيْنَا. These are the ones that we have misled. أَغَوَيْنَاهُمْ. We misled them, كَمَا أَغَوَيْنَا, because we too are misled. Imagine. So they were destroyed, they destroyed others. So Satan is destroyed. He is looking for his friends to go. إِنَّمَا يَدْعُوا حِزْبُ لِيَكُونُوا. Look at the Quran. Allah says, إِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌ فَاتَّخِذُوهُ عَدُوًا إِنَّمَا يَدْعُوا حِزْبَهُ لِيَكُونُوا مِنْ أَصْحَابِ السَّعِيرِ. Chapter 35, verse number 6. Satan is your avowed enemy. Treat him as an avowed enemy. He is, look at him. إِنَّمَا يَدْعُوا حِزْبَهُ. He is only looking for his, what, comrades, his friends, to go to the hellfire. He is drawn, he's looking for them. So will you allow him to draw you, will you? Yun, with your iman. Naam, Allahu Akbar. So they would be saying, we destroy them because we're already destroyed. تَبَرَّأَنَا إِلَيْكَ. And today, we stay clear from them. We distance ourselves from them. We only give ourselves up unto you. That is تَبَرَّأَنَا إِلَيْكَ. مَا كَانُوا إِيَّانَا يَعْبُدُونَ. Meaning we are looking for your forgiveness today in Al-Qiyamah. مَا كَانُوا إِيَّانَا يَعْبُدُونَ. It was not us they used to worship. They are lying. They didn't worship us. But whom do they worship? They worship you. Now you are at one another throat. Next ayah.
وَقِيلَ ادْعُوا شُرَكَاءَكُمْ فَدَعَوْهُمْ فَلَمْ يَسْتَجِيبُوا لَهُمْ وَرَأَوُا الْعَذَابَ لَوْ أَنَّهُمْ كَانُوا يَهْتَدُونَ.
وَقِيلَ ادْعُوا شُرَكَاءَكُمْ. And then it will be said unto them, call on your partners, your associates you use in the world to associate Allah with. Call them. Where are the people you gave them the status of God? They can do and undo. Now is the day of Al-Qiyamah, the day of recompense, in other words, the day of resurrection. Call your leaders, your partners, you associated Allah with. Call them now, today. Call them. فَدَعَوْهُمْ. They called them. Ya this. فَلَمْ يَسْتَجِيبُوا لَهُمْ. But they will not respond to them. Somebody worship three. They say, three, come to my assistance. Somebody worship one sheikh. Sheikh, come to my assistance, or any prophet, or angels. فَدَعَوْهُمْ. They will call them, but to their utter dismay, فَلَمْ يَسْتَجِيبُ لَهُمْ, they will not respond to them. وَرَأَوْا الْعَذَابُ, and they will see the punishment, the suffering. لَوْ أَنَّهُمْ كَانُوا يَهْتَدُونَ, they will be longing, they will be hoping. How they wish they were guided in the world. But as they say, too late to cry when the head is cut off. Next ayah.
وَيَوْمَ يُنَادِيهِمْ فَيَقُولُ مَاذَا أَجَبْتُمُ الْمُرْسَلِينَ.
وَيَوْمَ يُنَادِيهِمْ, it is a day when Allah will call upon them. Allah will call them. فَيَقُولُ, saying to them, مَاذَا أَجَبْتُمُ الْمُرْسَلِينَ, what answer did you give the messengers? Who will be asked that very day. Allah says, يَوْمَ يَجْمَعُ الرُّسُلُ فَيَقُولُ مَاذَا, when Allah will gather the messengers, مَاذَا أُجِبْتُمْ, what answer did the people give you? So we will be asked, what was your response to the messengers of Allah? Did you respond to them positively? Did you hearken to the teachings they brought unto you? So here, they will be asked, مَاذَا أَجَبْتُمُ الْمُرْسَلِينَ, what answer did you give to the messengers? فَعَمِيَتْ, next ayah.
فَعَمِيَتْ عَلَيْهِمُ الْأَنْبَاءُ يَوْمَئِذٍ فَهُمْ لَا يَتَسَاءَلُونَ.
فَعَمِيَتْ عَلَيْهِمُ الْأَنْبَاءُ يَوْمَئِذٍ, but they will be blinded by the fact on that very day. فَعَمِيَتْ عَلَيْهِمُ الْأَنْبَاءُ, they will be totally in bewilderment, total confusion, that they wouldn't have anything, information to give. That is, فَعَمِيَتْ عَلَيْهِمُ الْأَنْبَاءُ, they will be blinded by the fact on that very day. The fact on ground will make them completely overwhelmed, blinded. فَهُمْ لَا يَتَسَاءَلُونَ, such that they will not question one another. لِكُلِّ امْرِئٍ مِّنْهُمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ شَأْنٌ يُغْنِيهِ. نَعَمْ.
فَأَمَّا مَنْ تَابَ وَآمَنَ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا فَعَسَى أَنْ يَكُونَ مِنَ الْمُفْلِحِينَ.
فَأَمَّا مَنْ تَابَ, but as for those who repent, you know repentance? What is repentance in Arabic? At-tawbah. Repentance means tawbah. Okay, what is tawbah? Tawbah means the behavior of going back to Allah through regretting your missteps of the bygone days. Okay, you appear humble by saying, oh Allah, I have wronged myself, forgive me, I will not go back to it again. You do it with sincerity, with determination. And tawbah has three conditions, as Al-Imam Al-Akhbari outlines in his popular book Al-Akhbari. He says, وَشُرُوطُ التَّوْبَةِ أَنَّدُمَ عَلَىٰ مَا فَاتْ. Number two, وَنِيَتَ أَلَّا يَعُودَ إِلَىٰ ذَنْبٍ فِي مَا بَقِيَ عَلَيْهِ مِنْ أُمُرِي. And number three, وَأَنْ يَتْرُكَ الْمَعْصِيَةِ فِي صَاتِهَا إِنْ كَانَ مُتَلَبِّسًا بِهَا. Condition number one says what? أَنَّدَمُ عَلَىٰ مَا فَاتْ. Being remorseful, you regret what transpired wrongly previously. That is condition number one. Because if you say, okay, oh Allah, I am repentant, but you don't regret, you don't regret what happened, this does not make your tawbah valid. you have to regret what you did. That is condition number one. Number two, he makes solemn attention, firm determination, never again to go back to any act of sinfulness. Never. Number three, he gives up what he's doing that is bad instantly there and then. He shouldn't say, for example, let him finish the cup of wine or alcohol, alhamdulillah, before he let him finish this remaining cup, then he is jesting. Leave it there and then. And the third condition, if there are rights of people hired against him, those rights have to be settled. He took people's properties. Saying astaghfirullah is not enough. Take what you take back to the people you're taken from. That is the only way you can have your repentance accepted if your wrongdoings involve other people's rights. You trample upon their own rights. Settle. Your istighfar is between you and Allah. This one is between you and other human beings. So you can see the conditions of repentance are three, between you and Allah. Four, if it extends to the shores of other people you have wronged. I hope it is clear. So فَأَمَّا مَنْ تَابَ. But he who repents. But as for those who repent, وَآمَنَ, and who believe, وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا, and does and do, if they are, you're talking about plural, and does if it is singular, وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا, and act righteously, فَأَثَى أَنْ يَكُونَ مِنَ الْمُفْلِحِينَ, such is indeed going to be among the winners. Because al-muflih, sahib al-falah, he is successful, he is triumphant, he is a winner. Allahumma ja'alna min al-muflihin.
Wa rabbuka yakhluqu ma yasha'u wa yaqtab ma kana lahumul khiyara subhana Allahi wa ta'ala amma yushrikun.
Wa rabbuka yakhluqu ma yasha'u wa yaqtab. It is your Lord who creates and he chooses. يَخْلُقُ مَا يَشَاءُ وَيَتَارُ. Allah creates whatever he desires. He creates human beings, the jinns, the angels, the animals, the fishes in the water, the lightning, the thunder, everything. يَخْلُقُ مَا يَشَاءُ. Okay? Look at the tiniest created entity, you match your leg on them. You don't even know. But you and them are created by the same Allah. Correct? If you drive your car, do you know how many things you are killing? They too are calling upon Allah. But Allah made them to be like this. Don't be arrogant. The ram you slaughter during Eid al-Kabir, if Allah had will, he would have made the ram to be slaughtered. The ram would have been the ogre in the house. He slaughters you. You have no any choice. So don't be arrogant. وَرَبُّكَ يَخْلُقُ مَا يَشَاءُ وَيَخْتَارُ. Your Lord creates what he desires, what he wills. وَيَخْتَارُ, and he chooses. The choice is for Allah. He chooses you to become a Muslim. It's not out of your design. He chooses you to become on the right of the Sunnah. He chooses some to become prophet. وَرَبُّكَ يَخْلُقُ, number one, مَا يَشَاءُ وَيَخْتَارُ. Then he says, ما كان لهم الخيرة. The choice is not for you. You don't have any choice. You say, oh, I want to live for 100 years. I have chosen that one. Okay, choose. I want to be busy. If ma kana lahum al-khira. Correct? Even the wife you want to marry, well, all you can do is just make your choice, but it's not necessary to be. You have chosen the girl you want, you have done istikhara, finally, a different story. Because ma kana lahum al-khira. You see, I entered university, I wanted geography, but I ended up reading political science. Because مَا كَانَ لَكُمُ الْخِيَرَةِ. You should know this. To attach your mind to Allah completely. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. Glory exclusively belongs to Allah. وَتَعَالَى and exalted is He. وَتَعَالَى مَا يُشْرِكُونَ. Allah is exalted above association they make with Him. Next ayah, if we have time. Okay.
وَرَبُّكَ يَعْلَمُ مَا تُكِنُّ صُدُورُهُمْ وَمَا يُعْلِنُونَ.
وَرَبُّكَ يَعْلَمُ مَا تُكِنُّ صُدُورُهُمْ وَمَا يُعْلِنُونَ. And your Lord knows what their heart, their breast, counsel, and what they reveal. What is in your own heart? I don't know. Do I? No. Mine, you don't know. Do you? Yes. But Allah, look at the message. وَرَبُّكَ your Lord, يَعْلَمُ knows مَا تُكِنُّ صُدُورُ chest. What your chest, or if you like it, breast, contents, Allah knows. The nitty-gritty. Now we are passing through fasting time. In your heart, maybe during breaking my fast, I want tea and bread. Even your husband doesn't know. But Allah knows. Okay, you want bread, Allah knows. No, I need the fresh fish pepper soup. For example, Allah knows, doesn't He? Now, your house doesn't even know until after you made it public. But hey, my wife, do I cook for me XYZ? In that case, it becomes out. You are letting the cat out of the bag. But by origin, وَرَبُّكَ يَخْلُقُ مَا تُكِنُّ صُدُورُهُمْ وَمَا يُؤْلِنُ and what they reveal. To kin what is counsel, yu'lin what they reveal. Only Allah knows.
وَهُوَ اللَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ لَهُ الْحَمْدُ فِي الْأُولَى وَالْآخِرَةِ وَلَهُ الْحُكْمُ وَإِلَيْهِ تُرْجَعُونَ.
وَهُوَ اللَّهُ and He is Allah. Wahuwa, your Lord, your Creator, is Allah. That is the name. And you see, the name Allah is very, very, very unique. The uniqueness can be discerned in the light of some few points. Number one, when you compare the name of Allah, in English, what do you call Allah? In English, what do they call Allah? God. That is G O D. God. Okay. In house, what do you call Allah? Allah. Allah. Or Ubangiji. In Igbo, what it was amongst you? I don't know. Is it Chi or Chineke? Chineke. In Yoruba, Oloro, Olodumare, Olo. Ah. In Ishan, in Edo State, You know them as people. They call God Osanebula. Osanebula. Yes, no? Can I make it? Okay. The Zabarma in Niger, they call God what? Irkwe. They say, Irkwe Merfahmandi. May Allah give us understanding. In French, they say, Dieu. Onom de Dieu, Zirmescardio. Misericardio. Now, what I'm telling you, some call God Unkulukulu. Wallahi, Mala. Unkulukulu. Okay. Now, in English, you say Allah is God. But out of God, you say God. But you can never say Allah. Can you? God in English is plural, in Arabic, not plural. So it's very unique. Can you say Allah? In English, they have feminine God. They say goddess, female. Do you say Allah has? No way. Because the term Allah is unique. They say Godfather. You can't say Allah Father. There are many things. And again, they say demigod. You can't say Allah, demigod. There are many areas where you know that the name Allah is uniquely unique. That is why I think in some of the translated versions of Quran, they don't use God. They use Allah. I don't know, I think in, Sahih International, because we have versions of translation, very nice. Okay, so the point is, وَهُوَ اللَّهُ. He is Allah, la ilaha illahu. There is no God but He. Get it? There is no God but He. There is no any article of worship but Allah. That is la ilaha illahu. Lahul hamdu, to Him belongs all praise. Because alhamdu, any manner of praise belongs to Allah. Alhamdu lillahi, Rabbil Alamin. Translation. Praise is due to Allah, the Lord of the created entities, Rabbil Alamin. So, walahu alhamdu, all forms of praise, adoration belong to Allah the Almighty. Lahu alhamdu fil